finally, today on this News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News, the world, of course, has been mourning the loss of actor and comedian Robin Williams this week. My colleague, IPR's Rick Fredrickson, spent the day with Robin Williams on the set of one of his best-known films, Good Morning Vietnam. That movie was actually filmed outside of Bangkok, Thailand in 1987. Rick Fredrickson joins me now to talk about that day and reflect on Robin Williams that day nearly 30 years ago. Rick Fredrickson, hi.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Okay. What were you doing in Thailand at that time before we talk about the day on the set?
I was a reporter for CBS News, their Bangkok bureau chief, for 10 years. And one of the stories was, at this time in 1987, was how Vietnam movies were being shot in Thailand because, of course, Vietnam was still under a U.S. trade embargo. So technically, U.S. filmmakers could not do business there. Our relations were not warm to the point of being welcomed into Vietnam. So Thailand was cheap, and, you know, Thais look a little bit like, you know, other Southeast Asians. So it was easy to convert a street outside Bangkok into a Saigon street to replicate the war period for the movie Good Morning Vietnam.
Okay, we want to hear a little bit from that movie. Remind us of the antics and the artistry of Robin Williams. Let's listen to a little bit of a well-known scene from Good Morning Vietnam.
Freddy and the Dreamers!
The wrong speed. We've got it on the wrong speed. For those of you who are recovering from a hangover, that's going to sound just right.
Let's pull it right back down again. Let's try a little faster, see if that picks it up a little bit. Let's get up on 718. Those pilots are going right now. I really like the music. I really like the music. I really like the music. Oh, still a bad song.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's try something.
Let's play this backwards and see if it gets any better. This Nivet, Freddy is a devil. This Nivet, Freddy is a devil.
So the antics of Robin Williams, which we all came to love so much over the many years of his productions, including Good Morning Vietnam. How was he as a normal person on the set on that day?
Well, it's sort of like what you get when Robin Williams is on stage is what Robin Williams is like off stage. In between filming of the movie, he's joking around with other characters, with the Thais who are just watching, with myself and other reporters. It's kind of like he just never turned himself off. We like to tell jokes, even you, Ben, and members of our audience. We like the reaction we get when people laugh. We'll multiply that by 1,000 times, and that's Robin Williams. He's always on.
Mm-hmm. We have a picture of you standing next to Robin Williams. He looks relatively tame next to you in the picture. We'll put on our Iowa Public Radio .org website. But a couple of other things happened. You interviewed him on that day. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, Robin was a little bit too young by just a couple of years to actually serve in Vietnam. But the character he portrays in Good Morning Vietnam is Adrian Cronauer, who was a very real morning disc jockey on the American Forces Vietnam Network. And that's where I worked when I was in Vietnam with AFVN. So he asked me some questions about what it was like. And he wanted to bone up on Vietnam himself since he hadn't been there. He had read the war diaries, dispatches, and Nam. He had listened to some old armed forces radio recordings to kind of prepare himself and fit the bill to fill the role of Adrian Cronauer. So we talked about that. We talked about this being the very first comedy ever made during the Vietnam War era. So it was kind of a risky thing to do. You know, there's Hogan Heroes. There's MASH. It's happened to other wars previously. But, you know, not knowing what the reaction would be in an unpopular war like Vietnam, there was a little bit of risk. And, of course, now we know it turned out very well. It was a box office hit. Robin Williams won a Golden Globe, got an Oscar nomination, and they made a lot of money on the movie.
Mm-hmm. I understand also while he was there in Thailand, you saw him perform at the Foreign Correspondents Club of Thailand.
Yeah, I think that was the very same night. The Foreign Correspondents, it's a professional organization, and we had a club on top of a big hotel in downtown Bangkok. And he joined a panel discussion on this topic, and it was like Robin Williams live from Bangkok. He just kept us all in stitches and was on stage once again.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any specific words, quotes from Robin Williams that day?
He talked about Adrian Cronauer, saying he was a funny guy. He was he played rock and roll music. But I just talked with Adrian a couple of days ago, and he's the first to admit that the movie was an exaggeration. It was entertainment. The antics never would have been allowed to that extent on the American Forces Vietnam Network. After all, it was a military radio station. It was Adrian Cronauer's idea to create this this little story about AFVN, and Robin Williams is the one that was interested in it and then built that into a movie. So we talked a little bit about what AFVN was like so he could utilize those ideas in his character.
Mm-hmm. Iowa Public Radio's Rick Fredrickson reflecting on Robin Williams, the day he spent with Robin Williams in 1987 when, Rick, you were much younger. Robin Williams in his 30s. To finish up our conversation, your reaction to the news of his death this week?
Well, it's kind of like we claim Robin Williams as a member of our group at the American Forces Vietnam Network. Even though he never wore the uniform, it was like we had casualties at AFVN, quite a number, and it was like another of our own had died. It was so sudden that the first thing we did was on our Facebook page was you know, we started a discussion. And just yesterday, we posted on AFVNvets.net is our history page for the American Forces Vietnam Network, and we made him an honorary AFVN broadcaster. So he is now listed on our AFVN page, and we're just so sorry to miss him. He did more than any of the more than 1,000 broadcasters and technicians and programmers throughout the Vietnam War to provide a form of outreach and gain us notoriety just in his performance as a film member of AFVN. So we're always indebted to him. We're so sorry the way things happened. It feels like another military casualty of one of our own.
Mm. Iowa Public Radio's Rick Fredrickson, thank you so much for those wonderful remembrances of Robin Williams. Rick, thanks.
Thank you, Ben.
Well, the death of Robin Williams has been in the news a lot, and Monday on this program we'll talk about how much of that coverage has been helpful, how much perhaps has been harmful. I'll talk with a suicide expert, or a suicide prevention expert, I guess I should say, about some of the myths, some of the misconceptions we may have about suicide. Also, we want to talk about how the media, we in the media, can better cover these types of deaths. And also, you'll learn on Monday, what we can do to help the at-risk people in our lives. We'll also talk with someone who lost a family member to suicide. That's coming up on Monday. Also, University of Iowa, is training its faculty, students, and community to reach out to those who need help. Once again, suicide prevention, the focus of our program Monday on River to River. River to River is produced by Emily Woodbury, Lindsay Moon, and Claire Roth. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. We always welcome your comments and questions. Give us some feedback. RiverToRiver@iowapublicradio.org is our email. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Have a great weekend.